Let's go to the rural news now with Susan Murray. Kia ora, good morning.
Morena.
Now, government officials are returning to China to try to keep New Zealand's frozen deer velvet coming into market. What's this all about?
Well, velvet exports are worth about $70 million a year to New Zealand Corn, and in less than a fortnight, China will no longer accept frozen deer exports, and they make up the bulk of the product going into there for their lucrative traditional Chinese medicine market. It will only accept dried velvet. And China made this decision late last year, and it prompted the New Zealand government officials and deer industry leaders to make a number of trips over there in the recent months just to see if they can work out how to regain market access. This season's velvet was sent off in time to meet the April 30th deadline, but it's the future of next season's velvet exports that are in question. And Deer Industry New Zealand's acting executive chair Mandy Bell says that it's a complex situation, but the negotiations are constructive and they're coming along.
As we get closer to the season, then the pressure's raised. Look, what is really encouraging is that MPI is heading over there to have those discussions. So that means that the discussions are progressing. We'll start loading up containers. The first ones will be heading out towards the end of this year and into early into 25. So we have got time, and if we need to have plan Bs in place, then we'll be well across all the different options that we've got to enable that to happen. Number one is frozen excess restored, ideally by the middle of this year, you know, well in advance of the season beginning. That's what we're all aiming for.
Mandy Bell says that it's certainly getting to the pointier end of the negotiations now. And as she mentioned, you know, the Ministry for Primary Industry negotiators, they're planning to go over to China in the coming weeks, and those discussions will keep going.
Yeah, now speaking of China, a little bit of hope for the struggling forestry industry.
Well, I hope so. The Forestry Minister, Todd McClay, he's just returned from there, and he says there's huge potential, he thought, to send more logs. China is our key log market. It's been extremely depressed for many months. Export revenue is forecast to decrease 9% to $5.8 billion in the year to June this year. The situation is so bad in New Zealand at the moment. A-grade logs, the prices are so low it's not economic to harvest them. Many harvesting crews have been pulled off the job. Todd McClay admits that China does have a sizeable inventory of logs that it's working through, but from the visits he's made, he is sure demand will pick up.
One of my visitors was up to Harbin, the very northern province near the Russian border, and we met with a number of companies there that import wood from Europe, including pine, and they use it to manufacture windows and other things to export to the world. So we've had conversations both in Beijing with their Ministry of Forestry or Wood, as well as some companies, about how we can connect New Zealand businesses with them. You know, my message was really clear. If you're buying pine from Europe, you should be down in New Zealand because it's the same quality and it's a better relationship, and they're very interested in looking at that.
Todd McClay says he did ask a couple of companies in China why they weren't buying logs from New Zealand, and they didn't really have a reason, but they were keen to develop relationships. So he says the government is looking to lead a trade and business mission over there in the second half of this year.
Very good. Thank you very much. Susan Murray there with your rural update this morning.